Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Well, the race for governor is on in Michigan, believe it or not. Yeah, we're already in that point. Moving forward is the race for governor heats up, headed for the campaign and the election of November 2018. A Saginaw doctor, Dr. Jim Hines, has joined the race. He's been an OB for 30 years in Saginaw, and he believes he is the prescription for what ails Michigan. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. Okay, so first of all, what would entice a person, a successful doctor like yourself, to say, you know what, I'm going to throw caution to the wind and become a politician?
Right. Hey, you know, I'm concerned, very concerned about the future. And one of the things I see is a lot of finger-pointing and grandstanding in the state and not putting people first. They're putting politics first. And as a physician, actually, it's been for 37 years, I have put my patients first. And it's about time that we do that here in the state. I want to get involved. I'm very concerned about our future and still concerned that, you know, I've suspended my surgery and delivering of babies to run for governor.
So it does say that Dr. Jim Hines for governor because he delivers. That's cute. I like that. It's, you know, it's people first and not politics. All right, so if you're going to prioritize the concerns that you have that were compelling enough to have you run for governor of the state, what are those concerns that you have?
Well, you know, the priorities have to be, you know, keeping taxes low for not just individuals, but our job providers. I'm a small business owner, and we've been able to grow our business, but it's tough with all the regulations and taxes. And so that's one of my priorities, is to keep taxes low for individuals and job providers. And second is we need a great education for our kids. I'm concerned about the large percentage of kids not being able to read, and I have a lot of college and university professors complaining that the freshmen come in and they need remedial classes, sometimes even a year's worth of remedial classes. And so I think we need to let teachers teach. I would get rid of Common Core and give parents a choice of where to put their kids. So I think that's a great priority. Of course, our infrastructure is decaying. That needs to be fixed. And we need to protect our environment. So those will be my top priorities.
All right. Those are pretty big a wide swath, 30,000-foot view. I appreciate that. Keeping taxes low, better education, environment, and infrastructure. But how do you pay for that when, you know, the state of Michigan is $150 billion in the hole today?
Well, you know, I don't think that you pay for it by giving preferences to certain businesses. I think overall, small businesses comprise about 98% of the businesses here in Michigan. And when you keep taxes reasonable or even lower taxes and lower regulations, that allows businesses to grow. They're able to give raises. They're able to hire people, increases our tax basis. Right now, we're seeing people leave the state because taxes aren't reasonable. We have college kids that, in fact, I have seven sons, and the five that are married and have finished their college training, not a one of them lives in Michigan. And so we have to realize that there are certain conditions that we need to attract people and to keep people here in Michigan, and one of them is taxes that are under control, and do things that really promote as many businesses as possible so that they can grow and build that tax base.
Where would Dr. Jim Hines here on the Steve Gruber Show, running for governor as a Republican, seven sons, I'm glad I don't see your bill to send these kids to college. Good Lord, that'd be a big one, huh?
Well, we had sons, and we paid a portion of their college. They paid the rest. And, yes, college is very expensive, but they're working on paying back their debt. They all have jobs. In fact, my fourth son really, really wanted to stay in Michigan, had a part-time job with UPS, could not get a full-time job with benefits, and said, Dad, you know, I think we're just my wife and two kids, we're going to have to leave Michigan. And so they went to Florida on an exploratory trip, and within a week he found a full-time job with benefits, and I don't know if we're ever going to get them back. But, yeah, college is expensive. And but, you know, having those jobs, I mean, there's no sense in going to college. And then when you actually want to work, you go to another state.
So what about places like Florida where, you know, you don't have a state income tax? Florida, Wyoming, there's a few states like that that, you know, would you entertain that sort of an approach here in Michigan?
Yeah, you know, I would certainly be open to decreasing our income tax. We'd have to look and see, you know, what holes that would create. But I think whenever and wherever we can decrease the tax burden on the people here in Michigan, the individuals and those that are providing jobs, I that's just going to cause our economy to thrive. It's going to attract people and businesses here.
Well, I see businesses flee places like Illinois, and they go right across the border to Indiana if they want to go that way, or north to Wisconsin if they want to go that way, for that very reason, because Illinois continues to stick it to the taxpayer, and so businesses and individuals alike are fleeing that state. All right, so let's talk about the environment for a minute. You say protecting the environment. What does that mean?
Well, we're the protectors of the Great Lakes, and so we have invasive species like the carp that are wanting to get into our Great Lakes. That would be devastating. I think another huge issue would be agricultural runoff of chemicals. We have 55,000 farms here in Michigan, and those chemicals that are used to keep the weeds down and help our crops thrive and grow can get into our water supply, and that can be very devastating. So I think research in coming up with seeds that are resistant to insects is important. Cutting down the chemicals that are getting into our water supply is critically important. So yeah, those are a couple huge issues that face our state. And of course, there are pipes carrying oil through our Great Lakes that put our water supply in danger. So those are huge areas that need attention.
So you would eliminate the pipelines?
Well, you know, eventually it's going to fail, and it's an old pipeline. I have a lot of experience with underground pipes from my work in Africa, and had a number of lines break there. So, yeah, I mean, it's warped, it's curved, supports are not where it should be. I think Enbridge has not been completely honest with us when they tell us that it's just as good as when it was put in. That's kind of a far-out political statement. So, yeah, you know, we need to actually look at replacing the line, digging a trench or a tunnel or going around the Great Lakes, but we have to be alert to the fact that it's not going to last forever. And so Enbridge and other experts, engineers, need to look at this rather than just wait until we have a huge disaster on our hands. So, yeah, I think that's part of my concern of protecting the Great Lakes. Is the oil and the possible breakage.
All right, Dr. Jim Hines, a Republican running for governor here on the program. I'll give you 10 seconds for the last word, sir.
Well, I love Michigan. I've been here for over 30 years. I have a lot of lifetime experiences, international and national experiences, leading boards and providing a good, solid leadership and consensus working with others. And I believe that I would be a great governor for Michigan and be able to make a difference. So
we'll leave it right there. Dr. Jim Hines, greatly appreciate it. Got to run.